I'm going to call this meeting to order with a roll call, starting with the secretary.
Patty Heft here.
David Jordan here.
Ed Delgado here.
Councilman Ninham.
We do have a quorum.
Can I be heard?
We can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Make sure. Thank you.
Okay, we'll thank our Creator and recognize our Creator and thank the Creator for all that has provided the people and all that has provided our earth, which we love and depend on. And humbly ask the Creator to watch over us. Yanko. Approval of the agenda?
Could we go into the packer drawing?
Okay, oh yeah, yeah. Packer drawing. We'll do that right now.
Okay, we're going to have a special quick event, the annual drawing for Packer tickets for tribal members. Today we're giving away 25 sets. We'll pick 25 winners for the family night game on August 2nd. The Oneida Enrollment Office will conduct the drawing. We will need somebody from the audience to come on up to the microphone and give us a number from 1 to 10. Let's see if we can get a volunteer.
Fern.
Okay, Fern Ori has been volunteered to come to the audience and give us a number from 1 to 10. What does that do, Brooke?
It just randomly.
And that number means that randomly the software screen that you'll see on the screen behind us, it will go around that many times before stopping, and then we'll see who our winners are.
All right, number 9.
9. Okay. This is the winners?
Yep.
Okay, so we have the winners. I'll read off the names. We have 25 winners, and then we have a list of 25 alternates. We will call alternates if somebody on the winners list declines or cannot be notified. The first winner is Beverly Tant, T-A-N-T. Second winner is Timothy Thompson Hughes. Jennifer Lee Hill is the third winner. Isaac Wilbur, 4. Kenneth Skenador, 5. Number 6 is Joseph Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N. 7 is Winona Slock, S-L-O-C-K. 8, Christine Dorn. 9, Edward Redhale. 10, Roger Alloway. 11, Adam Anderson, S-O-N. 12, Lawrence Elm. 13, Michael Weber. 14, Dylan Kuhn, K-U-H-N. 15, Tanya, T-A-N-J-A, Price. 16, Michelle Knorr. 17, Beverly Schoen. 18, Jennifer Popovic, P-O-P-O-V-I-C-H. 19, Lawrence Webster. 20, Miriam Bonin, B-O-N-I-N. 21, Sasheen Denny. 22, Susan Brandstetter. 23, Lewis Davis. 24, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Thomas. 25, Harold Peters. We will notify those winners. They each will get 4 tickets to the August 2nd family night game. Congratulations. We'll have a second Packers drawing at our next regular BC meeting on August 13, and we will be giving away tickets, 30 tickets, probably sets of 2, to tribal members to attend the November 16 home game. That's when the tribe sponsors the halftime show.
Okay, we'll proceed with the oaths of office. Melinda K. Danforth for the Library Board and Fern Ori for Bay Bank. Let's approve the agenda first.
Mr. Chairman, we have 3 additions. They're all for open session. The first is a contract from the Audit Department regarding training in August. Second is a contract for WPS for some installation work. Third is retro approval of travel for Councilman Brandon Stevens to Washington, D.C., July 21 and 22. And then approval of the agenda, we have to consider recessing at 10 a.m. today. We have some scheduling conflicts and to consider when to reconvene. And the choices could be either later today at 1:30 or another date, but seems to be the preferences for later today at 1:30. Both the chairman and the vice chairman have scheduling conflicts today. The chairman has some surgery this morning, and the vice chairman is at the appeals commission.
Can we carry over part of the agenda? That would be my question. I understand you and the vice chairman have other obligations. I'd suggest that we carry over the agenda at the point at which that we have to stop. So we should organize the things we need to get done today and carry over the balance.
Councilman, when you say carry over, do you mean up to the next meeting.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, it's up to the body, but we've got work to do in We need to get it done. There's a lot of important issues on here, and let's get it. Try and get it done today.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
We have a scheduling conflict, myself and the vice chairman. We're recommending that perhaps we can recess at 10 o'clock and come back into session at 1:30. There's been a recommendation maybe we could just carry over these items until August 13th, but there's a lot of important issues here, and we need to get our work done.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that we identified a handful of items that need to be approved this morning right away, and then when we get to 10 o'clock, we can consider the motion to recess and then determine when to reconvene at that moment. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay, so I'd make a motion to approve the agenda with the additions that I listed and that we take up the items that are time sensitive first. And I will list those items now.
I'm sorry, which items, Patty, are you saying are time sensitive?
I'm going to start listing them now. Oaths of office, 1 and 2. The minutes and the resolution, so section 4, 5, and 6. Then we'll move to standing committees under LOC, items 4 and 5. Those are two resolutions calling for emergency amendments. On the second page, under new business, section 12, number 1 is a procedural exception for a Myron construction payment. And then number 6 is the retro approving of the Indian housing plan. Under travel request is number 1, retro approved travel to governor's quarterly meeting. And then on page 3, under new business, is item number 4, the contract support cost claim settlement. And then under the additions, the two contracts that I just listed for the audit training and the WPS work. That's my motion to approve today's agenda.
We have
support.
A motion supported by
David Jordan.
David Jordan, discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Oaths of office, Melinda K. Danforth, Library Board, and Fern Ori, Bay Bank. Could you come up?
Melinda K. Danforth.
hereby promise
to uphold the laws and regulations
of the United Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin,
the General Tribal Council,
and the Tribal Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability
and on behalf of the Oneida people,
with honor, respect, and dignity,
and sincerity,
and will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities
as a member of the Bank Board.
And all recommendations
shall be made
in the best interests
of the United Tribe as a whole.
Okay, thank you. Minutes to be approved, June 25th, 2014.
Move
regular meeting minutes.
Move to approve.
Support.
Okay, motion made by Paul Ninham, supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Resolutions. Retro approval, e-poll. Adopt resolution OVC FY 2014 Vision 21 Tribal Community Wellness Centers Serving Crime Victims Needs Grant.
Move to retro approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Paul to retro approve, seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? All those in favor? Okay. Mike?
Yep, we'll connect Mike to the grants office. Priscilla Desutter is here, and she can work with him.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I'm Priscilla from the grants office who submitted that grant. Let me give you my email, and we can exchange that way. It's pdesart@oneidanation.org.
What is it? Can you spell that?
Yep.
Can you spell Desart?
Yep, it's P as in Paul, D as in David, E-S-S-A-R-T as in Tom, @oneidanation.org.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we'll go down to standing committees, resolution, cemetery law amendments. Michelle?
Mr. Chair, this resolution or the cemetery law amendments were adopted previously on an emergency basis. This resolution adopts it on a more permanent basis. And it's to allow descendants to be able to be buried at the cemetery law. It also takes out the fee amount from the law and allows the BC then to set it via resolution. And that's what the resolution does, is set the fee amount instead of it being in the law, so that if it would change in the future, it's easier to change via resolution than having to change through the law.
What is the wish of the business committee?
Motion to adopt the
resolution. Second.
Motion by David Jordan to adopt the resolution, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those...
Can you tell me what the fee portion of that was, please? What those fees encompass? I'm sorry, I didn't get this packet until this morning, so I haven't had a chance to really go over this yet.
It's the plot fees. The plot fees by the resolution are set at $100, which is the current rate. It didn't change. It's just coming out of the law and being placed in the resolution.
Are we still selling those plots in the cemetery despite the fact that there is that flooding or that there was that flooding issue or whatever, and I know that that's being worked on? to drain that and put in those tile, that new tiling system or whatever, but are we, is the tribe still continually selling those spots, even though those are in that floodplain?
I can defer his question over to the enrollment office and the development division to get him an answer. We can't answer it now.
Yeah, we'll get you the answer. We'll go to the trust committee or whatever. Okay. Any more questions? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Resolution, public use of tribal land law emergency amendments. Michelle?
I'll defer that to Lynn Fransmeyer, who's worked on this.
The Environmental Health and Safety Division requested that emergency amendments be made to the law because they've discovered that based on the land access map designations that were made, that we've restricted some land so that now tribal employees who are non-Oneida are unable to do their job duties because under the law they're not allowed to access this land. Because it's been designated as tribal member-only land, which is how they wanted it designated, certain employees now can't access the land to do their jobs. So they requested that we do emergency amendments so that this access can be given to the tribal employees. Also, under some of the grants or contracts that Environmental is involved in, we have contractors coming in who are also non-Oneida and are unable to access the land to do the work that they're being contracted to perform. They're also requesting that an exemption be made for emergency personnel, say if there's a spill or other emergency situation on this land. Technically, we couldn't have any non-Oneida emergency personnel accessing that land without violating the law. And finally, then they're asking for the ability for the Environmental Resources Board to be able to grant access to other groups. One example given was that the Boy Scouts request every year to access land that is not currently accessible to them under the current law. So they'd be able to make those decisions on a case-by-case basis.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to state that we had a good meeting last week headed by Lynn. We had LRO, the law office, there. Pat was there. We also had most of the Environmental Resources Board was there as well. And so we've came up with these amendments. I want to thank Lynn for putting this together. So, Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the resolution for the public use of tribal land law emergency amendments.
Support.
Okay, motion made by Paul Ninham, supported by David Jordan. Discussion, any more? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Tina Danforth.
Mr. Chairman, I was just notified by Councilman Jordan that we should take up number 3 on that list, the amendments to the Environmental Resource Board bylaws, because they go in connection with the implementation of the law that we just adopted.
Okay, Michelle, could you review the amendments?
Lynn worked on this one as well.
The bylaws, the ERB was requesting to make amendments to them to basically update their authority, which includes the authority to hold hearings under the public use of tribal land law and other tribal laws. They're also requesting that they will recommend when a position on ERB becomes available that they'll be able to recommend to the chairperson who should be appointed. And they've increased their training time to 1 year instead of 180 days to complete their training. This is because they do their training during their meetings. So the amount of training they're required to do sometimes takes several months because they only have one meeting a month. Their stipends are included in the bylaws now for conducting hearings and attending hearings. And the 2-year term limit for their officers has been removed. And the final thing is they're given the specific authority to hire personnel, which they currently do. They do have a staff over there now, but now it's in the bylaws.
Business committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the amendments to the Environmental Resource Board bylaws.
Motion made by Paul Ninham to adopt the bylaws.
Support.
supported by Vince De La Rosa. Any further discussion?
Yeah, can you please tell me how much are the stipends are currently listed in the bylaws? Can you tell me how much those stipends are?
$50.
$50.
Any more questions? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. Tina Danforth. Next on the agenda, on the new business requests, procedural exception for Myron construction application for payment number 11 and 11A for casino expansion projects. Butch? Larry?
Due to the July 9th cancellation, I believe, the regular business committee session and the request to make timely payment to the contractor, as they have subcontractors also waiting payment, I had suggested to Mr. Mattox and the project manager to ask for the procedural exception. We will go back on August 8th and retro-approve the request, but we did not, of course, have a finance committee meeting leading up to July 9th business committee meeting due to being canceled. So it's an anomaly, but we don't want to hold the contractor up for another arguably 3 to 4 weeks. They do need payment. The amount is noted, and payment has been verified by engineering for appropriate dispersal. So we ask that be considered as a procedural exception, and we can convey payment in a timely manner.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to do a procedural exception and approve.
You have a motion made by David Jordan to
second.
Approve the procedural exception, seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion?
Yeah, I got a question on this. Okay. I don't know if you guys can answer this right now. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. How, because I know there are phases to this construction. Are we over budget, under budget, within budget? How are things moving along with this expansion?
Mike, it was reported by management from gaming yesterday in executive session the project is under budget, with a small nominal change order that was an unforeseen. I believe there were two small change orders. The project will be delivered under budget. The contingency, which was approximately $1 million, was not used, so we're under budget. Now, to the exact amount, we will have one last final draw, and we'll definitively know the delivery cost, but at this point, it would appear that it'll be substantially under budget of about a seven-figure, approximately $1 million threshold, but that is not a final number.
Okay, we do have a motion. We do have a second. Business committee, are you ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. We'll go down to travel requests. I'm asking retro approval, travel.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're going to take up item 6, retro approve.
ISP. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Retro approval, Indian Housing Plan 2015 for Oneida Housing Authority.
Motion to retro approve.
Second.
Motion to retro approval. Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? Okay. Mike?
Can you please tell me, is that housing plan available for people?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
To take a look at?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Tell me where can I get a copy of that?
Yep. I'll direct him to the right staff when the meeting's over with.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, call for a question.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Travel requests. Retro approval travel to Governor's Quarterly Meeting July 15, 2015. That's for myself and also... I'm asking retro approval for my senior policy advisor, Linda Dallas, who also went and delivered a presentation to the governor. I'm asking for reimbursement of the amount that I paid. There's a memo here. $108 for hotel, $13 for a meal, $14 for a meal, and $10.76 for a meal, totaling $146 reimbursement request.
Motion to retro-approve the request.
Second.
We have a motion to retro-approve the request by Tina Danforth, second by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Paul Ninham. New business requests. Contract support costs claim settlement.
So we're requesting the business committee to approve the following motion. Motion to authorize the Oneida Law Office to accept the settlement offer regarding contract support costs and to take necessary actions to finalize the settlement. Those necessary actions are the tribe will be required to file an appeal. The appeal would then be reviewed, and we would accept the settlement that has been offered. It's approximately half of the amount of claims that we are making. So those would be the next steps.
Does someone want to make that motion?
I think we need to specify the content of the settlement as far as what type of settlement it is for the record.
So if, for the record, this is in regards to unfunded contract support costs. I believe it was the Rama litigation identified that there was liability on the part of the federal government for paying those costs. Agency is giving an opportunity to fast track settlements and avoid litigation expenses, and they have given us a settlement offer in regards to our contract claims.
Okay, does someone want to make the motion to approve the settlement offer regarding cost claim settlement?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair.
And the wording will be as presented by...
Yes, the recommendations of the Chief Counsel.
Chief Counsel. Okay, motion made by Brandon Stevens.
David Jordan.
Oh, okay.
What? Or did Brandon Stevens make it? David Jordan made the motion.
No. David Jordan. Seconded by whom?
Brandon Stevens. I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Paul Ninham seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
We have two additions to take up. First is a contract submitted by the Audit Department for training.
The audit consultation contract actually contains a waiver of sovereign immunity regarding liability in event of breach of the contract contained in Section 13.1 and 15.2. Requesting the business committee's motion to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity regarding the Institute of Internal Auditors contract.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair.
Support.
Motion made by Patty Heft, seconded by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, David Jordan. Contract.
You were just handed that contract now. It's with WPS.
That Petwood and Engineering is requesting this contract be acted upon. It is a time-sensitive matter in order to implement some construction activities. WPS is installing some facilities, and they have a standard form contract. Been working with Pat and discussing this with the WPS attorneys, and they're unwilling to remove the language that constitutes a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. We're requesting the business committee to approve a motion to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity regarding the WPS contract.
Okay, do Okay, I've lost track. Do we have a motion?
No.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, that motion
for
made.
A limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
WPS contract. Motion made by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. David Jordan. Next is a retro approval of travel to D.C. July 21st and 22nd by Brandon Stevens.
Move to retro approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion made to retro approval, Paul Ninham. Second by
Patty
Heft. Discussion? All those in favor? Oh, Brandon.
I'll just explain this a little bit. I was nominated and put on what is called the National Convening Council, representing the Boys of Color, an initiative of President Obama's MBK movement, My Brother's Keeper. And the press release was released on Monday that showed a list of, I believe, 24 individuals from across the nation representing. So you got CEOs of Sam's Club, the mayor of Philadelphia. Magic Johnson is co-chairing the convening council, and this council reports to one of the individuals, the secretary of the cabinet for the president. So this is a council that is looking to seek out the private sector, private funds for programs of young men and boys to better their lives and give them better opportunity for advancement. And we have a direct voice as Oneidas on that council.
Sounds like a trip well worth it.
Yeah.
What is the wish of the committee?
There's a motion.
We got a motion.
Oh, there is a
Chairman.
Motion. Okay, we'll vote now. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Two abstentions. Tina Danforth and Brandon Stevens. And I think that covers our what we know.
Mr. Chairman, that covers all of our urgent items. Mm-hmm. We have about 25 minutes before we have to recess. Mm-hmm. And Councilman De La Rosa has an idea.
Okay.
We could take up all of the items in executive session. Since they've been discussed, I think they all could be approved with one action.
I'm just asking that we, by unanimous consent motion, all those items, we've discussed them. There's no controversy around those.
I don't think we were agreeing to approve all of them. There were some that we're not in agreement with.
We could delineate those.
What is the wish of the committee?
Well, it's not clear. I think we just start at the top of the list for the we take up all the executive session items now before 10 o'clock.
I agree with that.
Starting with reports, chief counsel report. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that puts us on page 3 of 4 of the agenda, so people are following.
Looking for approval of the chief counsel report done in the executive session.
Motion to approve.
Support. Motion to approve by David Jordan, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Gaming General Manager bi-monthly report.
Motion to approve.
David Jordan, motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Legislative Affairs monthly report.
There is no report.
There was no report.
Deferring, please. Make a motion to defer.
Okay, a motion to defer to the Legislative
Second.
Affairs monthly report. David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Audit Committee.
Make a motion to approve 1 through 7.
I have a motion to approve audit committee approvals 1 through 7. David Jordan, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approve audit.
I've got a quick question on that.
Go ahead.
On that audit committee where you're meeting confidentiality requiring allowing the tribal members to see that, is that also going to be made available down here in Milwaukee? Or do I have to make special requests for that?
At your request.
If you make a
request to see it down here in Milwaukee?
No.
I think this is the way it goes.
Good.
Brandon, catch me if I'm wrong. You make a special request. Someone from the audit department will go down there and review it with you.
Who do I send that request to? Do I send that directly to audit then?
You can send it to.
Or do I send it to the audit committee?
You send it to Brandon Stevens, chairman of the audit committee.
And B. Stevens at OneidaNation.org. B. Stevens at OneidaNation.org.
Okay.
Number 8,
didn't we all?
Mr. Chairman, on number 8, I make a motion to send that to the LRO office and the LOC to be brought back for the next meeting for approval.
We have a motion by David Jordan. Do we have a second?
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. No discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
There were 10 items that were added yesterday to the audit, and it was a handout yesterday, and the committee decided to forward those items to the August 12th executive session agenda. This is where we'll take that up.
We didn't add those on to today's agenda.
But it was yesterday it was discussed in executive. It was added on in executive formally. It needs to be addressed. And the intention was to forward it to the August 12th. According to my notes.
Is okay, go ahead.
Is
make
your motion?
That,
what is your motion?
We can do that.
Is that your motion?
Tina? Is that a motion?
I can make it a motion,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll support it.
A motion made by Tina Danforth.
Seconded by
David Jordan regarding how many?
There were 10 items handed out yesterday in executive.
10 items handed out in the July 22nd executive session.
And those 10 items will be closing out the audit committees.
Okay, we have a motion made by Tina Danforth, seconded by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. I do believe we've covered what we said we'd cover. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, unfinished business extension of 90 days for assumption of additional duties over housing construction.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Develop long-term for compensation for health care providers and professionals to improve retention and replace trade back for cash requests.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman, to defer to the October Business Committee meeting.
Motion to defer to the October Business Committee meeting made by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. New business requests under executive session. Neighborhood housing presentation.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, David Jordan.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I make one more motion on that.
Okay.
To refer the presentation to the CDPC August meeting to discuss the questions that they presented.
Support. Okay.
We have a motion made by Patty Heff, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number two, approve procedural exception to stay on acquisitions to acquire an easement for the diocese to complete the sidewalk.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Patty Heff to approve, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approval to sign revised loan documents for Four Fires Residence in Capitol in Washington, D.C.
Motion to approve.
Support. Motion to approve, David Jordan, supported by Tina Danforth. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number
Can
five.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Executive session.
Sorry, I haven't had a chance to look at this packet. Can you tell me what the revised loan for the Four Fires residents in D.C. is?
It's an executive session item. I do believe that executive session items are not open for discussion. That's why we haven't been discussing these. We're in recovering executive session items.
Number five.
Extending.
It should be within the packet, though. If it's already out of executive session, it should be available for the membership, correct?
No.
No. Executive session items contain issues regarding private businesses and personnel issues and things like that. They are not available to the tribal membership. Joanne, is my... Yeah, that's true. So, approve extending internship as emergency temporary position with end date September 5th, 2014.
Mr. Chairman, per the discussion of the committee, the motion is to deny the request.
Motion made by Tina Danforth to deny the request. Do we have a second? Second going once.
Second.
Second by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain?
Abstain, sir.
Motion carries. One abstention, Paul Ninham.
Mr. Opposed. Chairman, I oppose.
And Brandon Stevens.
Opposed, abstain.
Oh, okay. One abstention, Brandon Stevens. Okay. Approve extending additional duties assignment over Division of Land Management.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve, David Jordan. Seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approve extending additional duty assignment over housing construction.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Second. David Jordan. Seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approve extending emergency management director interim assignment.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham.
And that one was for 30 days?
I believe these are all...
Some were 30 and some were 90, some were 50.
I believe it was 90 days. That's for 90 days.
I thought it was
30. I don't know. It doesn't really specify how many days.
Okay. I'll concur, Mr. Chairman, to the motioner's 90 days.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Does that conclude all of the executive session items?
Yes, it does.
So we still have about 15 minutes. We can take up items if you want to just start at the top of the agenda with reports. And
okay,
then we'll
reports, Land Management Division, Pat Pilkey.
Did we just approve that?
No. That was the executive session.
Pat, we're going to be recessing because of I have an appointment at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we have to finish you up by 10.
Is there anything controversial? I didn't see nothing. That's going to be approved.
Mr. Chair? It's up to the committee.
Mr. Chair, I don't have any real questions. I mean, I'd make a motion to approve the report.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the report, seconded by Paul Ninham. Just to note, though, previously we have stated that we provide these reports so the community has a chance to see what we're doing. And if we just approve it without without presentation, the community is left in the dark.
It's available. It's in the packet, Mr. Chair, and it's also available online.
It's up to the committee.
I've made a motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Vince made a motion.
I supported it,
supported
Mr. Chairman.
The motion.
Call for the question, please.
Call for the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
You want to do the environmental one, too, or you got to go back?
Again, we have these meetings so our community can participate. If you're not able to provide a report that we videotape and do an effort to get this information to the community, I think we're doing somewhat of a disservice in the name of effective communication. So next on the agenda is the Environmental Resource Board report. Again, this is your meeting, BC, so your decision.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll move to accept the Environmental Health and Safety Division report.
We have a motion made by Paul Ninham, supported by Vince Della Rosa, to accept it. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman,
if
I may, we are in a unique situation this morning where we have to be done by 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and we have videotaped these for 3 years, mm-hmm. and I understand that, but we are in a unique situation where we're not going to have a chair. The vice chairman is not available for today as well. So I think I agree with Councilman De La Rosa that if we can clean up, you know, this agenda as much as possible for the next meeting.
Can I accept or ask if we could move over to finish up the travel for the remainder of the time so we can come back and get the reports this afternoon so we can be taped?
Yeah.
Are we okay? Is that the plan, to come back this afternoon?
Yes, that's what my plan is.
Okay, we're going to go to travel.
I've got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
I know under the reports, the Internal Services Division joint property, it says the deferral has been requested. Can you tell me when that's been requested, that deferral has been requested?
Let's just go down.
The next meeting.
The next BC meeting? And that's what, August?
August 13th. Okay, travel requests or travel reports, David?
Both, Mr. Chairman.
Both? Okay, travel report, Head Start, tribal consultation, June 9th, 2014. David Jordan?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the travel report by Patty Heff, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. David Jordan. Travel requests.
Number two.
National Indian Gaming Association, NIGA, Mid-Year Conference, September 15th through 17th in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Support.
Motion to approve the Paul Ninham, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion, just to note that the sponsor was Luis Cornelius from Gaming. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Retro-approve e-poll, Tribal Secretary Patty Heff to prep meeting and deposition with Height, Hirschenbeck, and Dubeck, July 16th, 17th, July 14th.
Move to retro-approve.
2014 in Milwaukee.
Support.
Motion made by Paul Ninham, supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Retro-approve e-poll underground storage tank training, July 23rd through 26th.
Motion to retro-approve.
Wisconsin, Michelle Dockstader. Motion made by
David Jordan,
seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Retro-approval e-poll intern to attend Tarot Conference, July 14th through 16th in Wisconsin Dells. The sponsor, Melinda Danforth.
So moved.
Motion made by Paul Ninham.
Support.
Supported by Vince David Jordan. Discussion?
Who was the intern that went?
Question, who was the intern that went? Do you not have that information?
Maureen? Or Heather? Heather.
Heather?
From the LRO office.
Oh, okay.
Make a motion to recess till 1:30.
Okay, we didn't vote yet. All those in favor of retro approval for the intern to attend the Tarot Conference in Wisconsin Dells. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Tina Danforth.
Mr. Chairman, I think that we can continue.
Sorry, I have a question. Good morning. I respectfully request, before you recess, could you take up number 4 under new business just to approve the lease? No, you're not going to do that.
Approve lease between Oneida Police Department and Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Could you explain that for us, please?
The Department of Corrections houses 2 of their employees at our office, and it's just a lease between Department of Corrections.
Okay, thank you. What is the wish of the committee?
Motion to approve the lease.
Support.
Motion by Brandon Stevens to approve, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Motion to recess till 1:30.
Motion by Tina Danforth to recess until 1:30.
Mr. Chair, I'm asking, can't we wrap this agenda up? There's reports. We can just get these things moving, and then we're done.
I thought you had an appointment.
I have to leave.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying move the balance to the agenda to the next meeting.
We have a motion by Tina.
Yeah.
We have a motion by Tina Danforth. I don't know if we have a second.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, we have Tina will withdraw her motion. What are we going to do with the rest of the agenda?
I was asking to defer it to the next meeting. That simple.
Is that a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Vince Della Rosa, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
What was the aye for the record?
Voice vote.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're going to have to e-poll on this. Patty, I'm not an e-poll.
Patty Heff, no.
David Jordan, no.
Support.
Abstain.
Support.
To defer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, support.
Okay, motion carries. We will defer the rest of this agenda
to
the
August
13th meeting.
Mr. Chair, motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'm sorry, can you guys clarify this for me? Are you guys reconvening at 1:30?
No, we're not. We deferred the rest of the items to August 13th. Tina withdrew her motion for the 1:30.
It wasn't going to fly, so.
Mr. Chairman, can you just deal with us? Right now, we need to make a motion to either adjourn.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you answer a simple question?
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you. Mike.